Kudos and Chanukah to everybody. Thank you very much to Rabbi Chanan and to our guest from New York, from Toronto. All the way from Toronto, who's going to be here for Shabbos tomorrow night, Mitzvah as well. Thank you very much. And also, thank you very, very much to all the everyone who put so much effort to making Mesiba and the food and being Mesadaret, all the Neshei HaKoilel who are here, and thank you very much for making and being Mesader all the food to cover the Mesiba. Thank you very much. Just as an introduction, it's a small aura that Chanukah is the Yontif of Oyer, the Oyer of the Neiris, and all the Sfarim talk about many in Yonim, what is this Oyer? But there's a certain place in Chazal that we find a reference to Oyer. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Oyer, the Torah is referred to as Oyer. The Gemara in Ksuvah says that Ame Haaretz Einam Chayim, the Tchias HaMesim is Miyuchad for Talmid HaChachamim, HaMishkamish B'Oyer Torah, or Torah Mechayeyu. There's the Oyer of Torah. Other places in Chazal, the Torah is referred to as Oyer. So, what Torah is referred to as Oyer? Is it all Torah? So there's a Meridika Tanchuma that the beginning of it is very well known, but the Tanchuma asks Akasha that what is the reason that Chazal that Klai Yisrael needed to be forced into Kabbalah Satorah, L'chari they said Nasa V'Nishma, and the Medrash Tanchuma speaks about that, Barichas there. But the Medrash Tanchuma also says something else, that there is a pasuk, Ha'am Ha'olchem B'choshech, when people go B'choshech, at the end, Ro'u Or Gadol. Eilu Bali Atalmud, Sh'ro'u Or Gadol. Sh'kadosh Baruch Hu Meir Enayim B'Issa V'Hetem B'Tamim B'Tar. That Talmidei Chachamim, when they're learning, and they're learning Ba'amelos, and it's difficult, and at some point, maybe they don't understand, and they're Holchem B'choshech, at the end, it's Nisgale, the Or. And the Medrash keeps on, continues on that. And it was the Torah that comes through difficulty, through amelos, through working at it. That's the Torah which is considered Oyer. And that's the Torah that is miyuchad for all the segulas that it says Oyer. And that's the Torah of Chanukah, as it says in many Sfarim. So we're here celebrating the Yom Tov of Chanukah together, and we're celebrating it in the Mokum Torah, and it's the Tzibur, the Kehila, the at large, together with the Yingalites, who are Yomim V'Layla, bringing this Oyer into this Beis Medrash and into the whole Kehila, along with all the other places that were Zoicha that are Oisik Ba'amelus Ba'Torah, Torah on a deep level, Torah on a level that it's difficult. And sometimes it's not so simple at times. And Apo Pike, you go light our Amel and try to get the MS and the deep, not just the surface level. And this is Megala, the Oyer of the Torah. So in a Beis Medrash that Baruch Hashem Rezoicha to try the best we can to be Amel Batorah and the whole Kehillah together is Tzazamen in this Inyan of Amelus B'Torah to try to learn as best as we can the Torah, and through that is Nizgal of the Oyer into the Beis Medrash, into the Kehila, into the whole surroundings. It's a tremendous schus, I think, for all of us to be able to celebrate this Yom Tov of Oyer of Chanukah together here with the Yingalite and with the Kehila together, and we should all be zeichet to continued bracha from that. And like it says that this Or was God is in the Or that will Mitzvah Hashem being his gala, Mitzvah Mashiach and Mitzvah Hashem, which shall be Zaych Halakach Meir Vimein Omen. And it's our big schus this evening and for the entire Shabbos to have with us our Rav Aaron Kahn Shlita, who is a tremendous mashpia, a tremendous moiser atayrah rav, and rebbe to many, many people. And he was willing to, maybe difficultly with some conflicts, but leave his kehila to be able to mashpia, to offer his hashpa to us. And it's a big schus for us, starting this Shabbos and tomorrow night, and it's Hashem throughout Shabbos, to be able to be zoicha to hear it from Rav Kahn and Minas Allah for him, and it's a schus now to call him Rav Kahn Shlita. I go share a coil. Tremendous Mabitze Torah that are here. Chabri a coil. The Mishbachas. The Mishay Chayil. The children. Looking around the room, before I begin to say Divrei Torah, I wanted to make an observation. Quite a number of years ago, I happened to be in Miami for a simcha, and for whatever reason, I also was here in North Miami Beach. And this was long before the kollel came, and it was long before, well, let me tell you a maisa shahoya, and you'll be able to understand what I'm trying to say. A number of years back, I was invited by Rav David, the Rosh Kollel in Seattle. It's the son of Raphael David, my Mechutin. He finally got to me and convinced me to come and speak. They were making an annual dinner, very important event to support the kollel. It was in a fancy hotel in downtown Seattle, quite a distance from where the kollel is. Everybody gathered together, the whole community. And this was a major event. Now, the minig of the Rosh Kollel and his Eishes Chayil was that they would prepare, instead of his giving a big drasha, that was my job, but instead of giving a drasha about the workings of the kollel, they prepared a slideshow. And the slideshow was masbir, all the different communities and the hashpahs that they had. The problem was that when it was time to show the slideshow, which was right before my drasha, for some reason it didn't work. Now this is Seattle, so it's Boeing territory, and there's a lot of techies in the audience. So you imagine that there's a doctor's conference and one of the people gets sick and 500 doctors converge on him to try to fix it. Well, this wasn't a sick person, it was a sick laptop. Oh, but there were 500 techies that came down upon this laptop to try to figure out what's going on. And the bottom line is that it turns out that whatever it is when they put the, originally when they put it from the laptop at home onto the key to Nishgegangen, and there was nothing you could do. There was nothing wrong with the laptop, but it didn't show anything. So when they put on the screen and they closed the lights, it was a blank screen. They tried to get another laptop. Then they said, maybe we'll go back and do it again, copy it over, but it was too much time. It's a lot of traffic. Anyhow, the bottom line is, there's no laptop, there's no slideshow. It was my turn to speak. And I had prepared a drasha, had many hours on the plane. And I decided that I'm going to put all of that away. And I said to the Olam that I was invited to present a slideshow. So could I please have the lights dimmed? And then I said, look at the screen. Could I have the first slide? No, of course, there was no slideshow. There was no first slide. The screen was blank.
I said, this is what it looked like before they came to Victoria Island, and he was mashpia on the island. Can I have the second slide? And I went through 6 blank screens and was masbir what each one of these places in Seattle and the environs looked like before the hashpa of the Kailon and the Akirib work. When I was here many, many years ago, it was probably inconceivable to have such an oilam, inconceivable to have this kind of a Kailon presence, inconceivable of seeing the tremendous hashpa that the Kailon had on the entire community. Ad kedei kaf that it's quite possible that North Miami Beach is really kevei Hashem la'atzmai in a very strong way. So it's a very big zuchus to be able to be here. We're not showing any slideshows tonight. I was asked to say divrei Torah and then speak again and again and again and again throughout the next couple of days. Rabbi, there's a very extraordinary Ramban. Many of you know this Ramban. But I'm going to try to be masberit and maybe bring it a little bit up to date. You know, the parsha of Baha'u'llah, which we will in fact get to at the end of Hanukkah, the beginning of Baha'u'llah says, and there's a very extraordinary Chazal tell us, we're going to read the Ramban inside in a moment, but Chazal tell us that Aaron was perplexed, he was in distress, he was concerned, because his shevet did not have a chelek in the bringing of the karbonos l'chanukas hamizbeach in the time of the chanukas hamishkan. Now, in and of itself, we could answer all kinds of terutzim. Their job is in the Mishkan. And the Nesim's job is not in the Mishkan, so they have their chance now. The Kohanim will have their chance for the rest of history. But apparently he was distressed, particularly because the Mishkan was after the Chet HaEgel. And he was chayshesh, that even though Shevet Levi certainly deserved a special mention, Mila Hashem Elai v'Yosel of all the Bnei Levi, Oimel Lavi v'Lima Lo Yisiv Esechav Lo Yikiv Esbanav Lo Yoda. But nevertheless, Aaron himself was responsible for the creation of the Ega. So it could be that Aaron was feeling that maybe this is why the Ribbono Shel Olam is not happy with him. Does not want him and the Mela he is causing his Sheva to suffer, that they are not able to participate in the Chanukah Samizbeach to bring all of those karbanos which we repeat over and over again throughout the days of Chanukah. And because of that, to make up the number of 12, the 2 Shvatim of Yosef were there instead of Levi. So Aaron was perplexed. So the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, go and tell Aaron something. Shalcha gadol mishalahem. Don't worry, I'm giving you something that is greater than what they are doing. What? Shata madlik umeitiv es haneiris. So the kashas are enormous. The first and foremost question is, if you want to speak about something that the Kohen Gadol, Aaron, is able to do, that's unique and exclusive to him. Imagine someone comes in, he can go into the very closest place to the Shechina itself. It's the greatest thing. Not only that, Hadlokas HaMenoira per se, which is Kshera Bizar. No, Shaila, how did they manage to do it? As you know, it's in the Heichal. The menorah in the Heichal, a Zar can't enter into the Heichal. So there are all kinds of terutzim, and the Rambam says that you could actually take the menorah that was in the Heichal, in the Beis HaMikdash, take it out of the Heichal, light it, and bring it back. Others say you take a long stick, whatever it is, hadlok k'sherah b'zar. So you pick something dafka that anybody can do, and even the hatova, any kohen can do. What do you need the kohen gadol for? And you could have mentioned the Ketores, says the Ramban. Suddenly, Mizat Sachavek on this Hadlokas HaMenoira Sholcho Gadol Mishalahem. So the Ramban says something absolutely astonishing, but he backs it up. He's quoting Medrashim, and he's quoting very, very big people from ancient times. Let me read to you the Ramban. The Ramban says, Loin is barer li loma nichamoy ba'adlokas haneiroitz v'loin nichamoy b'ktoiriz v'ikev ha'erev. Especially since Shibchu ha'akosuv yasimu k'toira ba'apecha ובכל הקורבנות, זה מין חסכבית, ובעבודת יום הכיפורים, שאינו קשר אל הבוי, ונכנס לפני ולפנים, ושהוא קדוש השם עומד בהיכלוי, לשאול סוי לבורך בשמוי, ושבתוי כולם לשאול סוי אלוי קיימו. So what is so special about שאתה מדליק ומיטיב אס הנרס? That דווקא is the נחמה. ועוד, Ramban also wants to know what was he so upset about. We're talking about something that's right after the Shmonas Yemei HaMiluim. In all the Yemei HaMiluim, he was makriv carbon after carbon. Maybe you'll say, well, you can't say that that's compensation, because that he was mechuyev to do the Shmonas Yemei HaMiluim, but this was a nedava. L'chanukas ha-mizbeach. So then, what's the nechama v'adlokas ha-neros? He says, that's also a chiyuv. In other words, if he would have said, you can give a different nedava, give something else. But he didn't tell him that. The nechama is something that he's mechuyev to do. So then what's the, that if it's something mechuyev to do, so he already plenty of things to do before, he had a much greater role in the creation and the establishment of the Mishkan than any of the Nasiyim. So what is he so upset about? So the Ramban says the following. And in case we don't understand what the Ramban is talking about, he says, Ritzaini loymar, Chashmonai kain gadol ubanos. You have the Maisa. The Ramban says that when the Ribbono Shel Olam told Aaron, Shelcho gadol mishelohem, he was not referring to the hadlokas haMenorah, the routine, if you'll allow me to use that word. Nothing in the Beis HaMikdash is routine, but I guess the day-to-day, the quotidian hadlokas haMenorah that you do every single day, Boker v'Erev, that is not what the Pasuk is talking about. That's not what Chazal had in mind. The Eibishter is not comforting him with that. What is he comforting him with? Neiris Chanukah. Every one of you should be jumping out of your seat and asking one simple question. At least when it comes to the menorah, you can say the Hatovah has to have a Kayim. At least it's in the Beis HaMikdash. Who's lighting the Neiris Chanukah? Every single Jew. Every single Jew is lighting. Even women could light Neiris Chanukah. Many of them do. So what does he mean that the Neiris Chanukah is his compensation? Now he says here, U'b'loshen hazeh mitzasiyah v'megil astorim l'rabbeinu nisim shehizka ha'adgod hazeh z'v'omah. And he said the following. ראיסי במדרש, כיוון שהקריבו שני מסע שבותם ולהיקריב לוי בוי, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה דבר אל אהרן ואמרת אלו, יש חנוכה אחרת, there's going to be another חנוכס המזבח, not the חנוכס המשכן of the נשיא, but there's going to be a different one, לעשות לבו, שיש בו הדלוקס נרס, ואני עושה בו לישראל על ידי בניך ניסים ותשועה, the Chanukah shekruya al shmom, v'hi Chanukas beis hashmonoi. It's very interesting. Based on this Megillah story, we understand also why in the Alanisim, the Madgish, b'mei atisyo ben Yochanan kohen gadol hashmonoi ubonos. It's dafka kruya al shmom, Chanukas beis hashmonoi. ולפיכך הסמיך פרשה זו לפרשס חנוכס המזבח of Parshas Nosoi to tell me this part. So the Ramban, after harping on this inyan, tells us, you know something? It's already a chazal. It's based on a Megillah stolen from Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, and this is what it is. I wanted to repeat my question a moment ago. Question is, Lemaisa, all of us light the menorah. So obviously, it didn't mean who lights the Neiros Chanukah. He means what the Neiros Chanukah represent. And what do the Neiros Chanukah represent, according to this? The tremendous achievement of the Chashmonai Yubanov, that they saved Klal Yisrael in this perilous time. And that is Shalcho Gadol Mishalohem, that there are going to be Neiros that reflect and represent that, and those Neiros are going to be forever. And the Ramban makes this point later, and he repeats, because after all, the Neiros of the Menorah were not forever. The Neiros of the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash could not be lit if there's no Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Menorah either. So obviously, when they say that the Menorah, your Chelek, is forever, they can't be referring to the Menorah of the Heichal, of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. So what is it referring to? So the answer is, it's referring to the Neiros Chanukah, which will be lit forever and ever. They say in Yiddish, Vos lichted them. What is this all about? What does it mean? So my feeling is that what the Medrash is trying to tell us is Taka Shalcha Gadol Mishalohem, for the simple reason that to do Nedivus HaLev when everything is perfect, Avada Gavis, it's a wonderful thing. Every Matana, the Chanukah Samizbeah, the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we all know how they ended up giving these Matanas, right? Because the Nesiim had a Hava Mina, that Klal Yisrael would not be able to accomplish all of the fundraising that was necessary for the building of the Mishkan. And they felt, we'll wait and see what happens, and then we'll save the day. We'll be the heroes of the hour. And of course, what happened was that the Nedivus HaLev of Klal Yisrael at that time was so complete that they had to tell them to stop. And the Nesiim were left holding an empty bag. And so therefore they decided that this is what they're going to do. There was such an unbelievable hiskashrus, ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, that the Ribbono Shel Olam had been maskin to them after the Chet HaEgel, that he's willing not only to forgive them, but he's willing to be mashra his shechina amongst them. It was such an unbelievable thing. Was such a feeling of not only relief, but an urgency to give and to donate and to participate and to have a chelik in this incredible thing that the Shekhinah is coming to us after all. Which they knew and they felt, the Har Sinai, that the Ramban says over and over that the first Beis HaMikdash really was Har Sinai. And now they're going to have it again. In spite of the ego, they're going to have it again. So there was an unbelievable Nedivus HaLev. And not only that, everybody had the same hashgacha. All of Klal Yisrael was at one with the same vision and the same understanding. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. There was no doubt. There was no confusion. There was no chilukei deos. There was no question, what if one Rebbe says like this and one Rebbe says like that? And this is the whole point. That in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and not only that, they had a Moshe Rabbeinu. They had a direct communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just Nevuah. What kind of a Nevuah? And all of that was there. So it's very easy, comfortable. It's very poshut that Nesiim could give with their Nedivus HaLev. Sheshet Lois Tzav, Shnei Masabaka, and so on and so forth. Imagine the moment going back in time to the Seleucid Empire and the matzav of Klal Yisrael and the hashpah of the Greeks. I'm going to tell you an interesting thing. I speak many times to my Talmidim and I try to be masbit to them. To what extent the culture around us has influenced us, even, I mean, almost without even realizing it. I told them, I said, you have an expression. I'll give you a ballpark figure. Where does that come from, a ballpark figure? What does it mean, he threw me a curve? What does that mean? Where does that come from? Where, it's so pushy, it's a slam dunk. Where does that come from? A person could be giving a shiur. I'm sure there are plenty of Magidei shiur that tell a Talmud, that svara is mamish out of left field. And I'll bet you that some of them don't even know what they're saying. They don't know where it comes from. The teretz is that we are mushpa from the language, and the language is mushpa from the culture. And it was no different then. In fact, it's really remarkable. I'm learning Kehelas with the Medrash Rabba with my shul. The Medrash Kehelas Rabba with my shul tells us a very interesting thing. Mistama, it's a mashal of Gehoibin Azachim, like the Rosh Kol said before about Ur Torah. But the mashal is that even though today the Talmidei Chachamim are lovush, shvache begodim, maybe it's not such a mashal, but la'asid lovo, they'll have unbelievable begodim. You know what the Medrash says? Today, it's semi-sirkon. But la'asid lovo, it's olo-sirkon. Those are the two words that are used. You know what sirkon is? Serikon is the Greek word for silk begodim, a silk garment. And you know why? Why should you know why? I mean, but I'll tell you why. Because the word ser in Greek is the word that they had for China. And the silk came from China. And so it's called serikon. The beged that comes from China was the silk begodim. Semi, everybody knows. Semi-sirkon is half silk and half polyester. That's semi-sirkon. But olo-sirkon, does it ganze silk? That's choshev. So today they are wearing semi-sirkon. But la'asid lovo, they're going to wear olo-sirkon. That is the influence of the Greek language. Arayin in Medrash, arayin in the Mishnayis, arayin in the Gemara. It's unbelievable. It's the only language that you can write a Sefer Torah. Yafyafusay shal yefes bi'alei shein. It's a pele dikazach. But this is chazah, the influence of the Greek culture. You know, this high culture, philosophy, art, music, choshev music, classical music, you know. And then there's low-brow art, there's low art, pop art. In that, the influence of the Greeks was enormous. And the street was beginning to be mushpa from it, ba'ofen neirav ayin. Aber mekendach nish zayin ha-behema. You can't be stama. A person go ahead and declare himself, I'm a behema. So you have to make a philosophy out of it. You have to make a worldview out of it. You have to justify it. You have to justify running around naked in a gymnasium. You have to explain it. So suddenly there's whole philosophies about the beauty of the body, and all of a sudden Bris Mila is maiming the body and distorting the body and on and on and on. And there were whole philosophy that there was now became a huge machlokes in every base medrash. Maybe they're right. Maybe they have a point. The beginning of reform in Germany was exactly the same thing. People who considered themselves Erlich Yidden said, this is old and this is ancient and nobody's interested in it. You have to start talking in the language of the Medina, and you have a little organ in the shul, and yeah, you have to perk it up a little bit and make it modern. And that was the beginning of the end. And then in no time, they stopped keeping Shabbos, and in no time, they stopped keeping kosher. It was a disaster, because they veered from Derech Yisrael Sova, and all of a sudden, there was nothing left. Mamish in a couple of generations. But we're not talking now about the 1700s and 1800s. We're going back to the time of the Seleucids. They come into the Beis HaMikdash and they put a chazar on the Mizbeach. It wasn't a chazar on the Mizbeach. It was the Hashkafa that was on the Mizbeach. And they were preaching, Bo'u preaching the Chiluluha. Potsu by process. Process is much worse than Churban. You destroy the Beis HaMikdash and people understand they're out to get you, they're out to finish you off. Process, they want to fix you, they want to help you. So there's a little bit of an opening here and a little bit of an opening there. And all of a sudden there was this tremendous, tremendous machleika going on, a conflagration, where it's quite possible that the majority held not like the Chashmonaim. And then there's a war. So it's one thing when everybody rallies around the flag, when everyone is masking to the same Hashkafas Olam, when everybody believes the same Shittas and the same Hashkafas that they received the Derech Yisrael Sofa from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until then. And it's Rabban Biad Me'atim. But when it's Tmeim Biad Ta'irim and Shoyim Biad Tzadikim, and how many Mepharshim say, the Feirush, that Zaydim Biad Ois Kesar Asecha, talking about two kinds of Yidin, not about the Greeks. The Greeks are not Zaydim. They're not Roy to be Zaydim. Zaydim elitzuni ad mioid miteros chaloi notisi. These are all the people that say, what are you a bank fetcher? What are you sitting in the Beis Medrash for? You're not worth anything. You're a parasite. This was the machloikas that was raging in that time. You know what it takes to have that kind of confidence? You know what kind of emunah you have that you're right, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be with you, that this is... You know, it's very interesting. People have this idea that Hanukkah, it was a war, and they won. What would have been if they lost? So the Jews would not be so 100%. They would be conservative Jews. They'd be reformed Jews. Tzdukim. Tzdukim and Bai Susan. No, Rabbi say. There wouldn't be any Jews left. Not a single one of us would be here today. It's an interesting thing. I had a fellow in the shul, Zechayinu Levracha, a tayyid Yid. His name was Reb Gendelman, Zechayinu Levracha. He was a fighter, you know. Aloichem Muhammad Hashem type. I could see him, he was also a lady. I could see him joining up with the Chashmonaim in his day. Anyhow, Reb Dov Gendelman was a social worker and he was working in a very uncomfortable environment. A lot of non-Jews and a lot of people who were, you know, they didn't like Eden, especially the person who was managing his department. He was a social worker and his boss was not such a nice lady. Anyhow, Bekitzer, Reb Dov Gendelman was invited, as everyone was, to come to the party the Goyim have around this time in December. And he said, I'm not coming. So they said, why not? What are you, anti-social or something? He said, no, I'm very social, but it's not my religion. And I can't come. All right. I don't think she appreciated him for it, but it's not his religion. A few days later, because it was around the same time, he sends every single person there an invitation to this Hanukkah Masiba. He's making a Hanukkah Masiba for the whole place. So his boss comes over, this lady, and she says to him, I don't understand you. You don't come to us because it's not your religion. You want us to come to yours, even though you're in a minority? That's not our religion. Doesn't make any sense what you're doing. He says, it makes perfect sense. He says, how does it make sense? She asks. Zok Tarazoi. If there wouldn't be your holiday, what would be with us? With us Jews, 1,000 times better. What the Christians did to the Jews over the centuries, we'd probably have millions and millions and millions of more Jews today. They hurt us so. Generation after generation, the early Tkufa, and then the Crusades, and then the Khmelnytsky massacres and all the pogroms in Russia, this was all inspired, and the Gerush Sfarad, one tzara after another, all on account of your religion. So you want me to come to your party? But what if there wouldn't have been Hanukkah? Then you wouldn't have your religion. Because if the Greeks would have won, that would have been the end of Judaism. And if there would have been the end of Judaism at that time, then several hundred years later, there wouldn't be anything for them to celebrate. A person has to understand Vaseis Chanukah. If you don't understand Vaseis Chanukah, if you really don't understand what that is, then you're missing the whole point. Chanukah is the survival of Yiddishkeit. Chanukah is the identification of a Yid, the same Mil Hashem Elai of the time of the Chet HaEgel, and 10 times more. And a person can't say, well, the Ribono Shel Olam promised Klal Yisrael will never be extinguished, so it would have happened some other way. Das heißt nicht Hakara Satoif. The Shelcha Gadol Mishalahem was very pashut, Rabbi said. Shelcha Gadol Mishalahem is because you come to a Chanukah Samizbeach in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Chanukah Samizbeach in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu is a slam dunk. It's a pashut Zach. It's a very pashut Zach. Everybody's kishachot, everybody's happy, everybody's excited, everybody's thinking the same thoughts, the same ashkofa, the exact same ashkofa, every single Jew. It's interesting, rather, a footnote, that with all of that, because it's still a human construction, and you need the Shechina there. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, Hein ha-shamayim u-shmei ha-shamayim lo yichal kelucha v'af ki abayis hazeh se'shloi ma'amala. And it's possible that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mitzam to the Shechina. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to say at the very end, Yehi rotzon shetish v'shechina v'maisi yedeich. Aber maisi yedid, and everybody was happy, and they went through the Shemoneh Simei HaMiluim. What is the big deal that they're bringing a carbon of Chanukah Samizbeach, which in any case was an afterthought? And now comes the Kohanim, and they have to fight the Greeks, and they have to fight the Greek Hashkofa, and they have to fight their own, and deny their own, and say, we are in the minority, but Zaydin bi'arois keisar esecha. And they had to fight for the survival of the Yiddishkeit that we know today. Thus is Chanukah. The Rambam's Loshen, Laharis u'legalois ha-nes. You know what the nes was? The nes was that there were Yidin who were willing to say, I don't care about majority, I'm not interested in statistics, I'm not thinking thoughts of failure and the inevitability of the march to progress and all of that other nonsense. Rabbi Isai, you know very well the story about the last tzais. You know, everybody knows that story. That somebody came in New York, in Chais, I don't know when, a long, long time ago. And he came into the only Sfarim store in the stomach that was there. And he asked them for a tzais achoshen. And he said, 1 minute. And he went to get a ladder and he climbed on the ladder up, up, up. And he was covered with dust from head to toe, because none of those Sfarim had been ever touched. Nobody went looked at them. And he finally fished out a Tzais HaChayshim. And he said to him, you should know this is the last Tzais that's going to be sold in America. Rabbi Yisai, you walk into my base medrash, you can I know her of a lot of Sfarim. Almost as many as the host that I'm staying by. But we have a lot of Sfarim. We have thousands of Sfarim in our base medrash. And you want to know how many sets of Tzais we have? I counted, not for this drasha, but for another drasha. I counted my ktzos. We have 20 ktzos with this pirish, with that pirish. It's unbelievable. 20 ktzos in one base medrash. The last ktzos. It'll be the last Shakespeare before it's the last ktzos. You should know that. Rabbi Isai, there was a feeling in the air, in the time of the Chashmonaim, that it's over, it's fafam. You have to know that. Now Greek is, it's ancient history, it's a civilization that died. It's a philosophy that we've gone way beyond that. Even in science, we've gone way beyond them. It's not Megaya anymore. So people don't feel, they don't feel it. But Bishas Maisa, it was the message of the day, the philosophy of the day, the thinking of modern people, And this was an old, old thing, this Chashmonoim thing, and what do you want, and what do you care? And they had to fight that. They had to fight that in themselves, inside themselves, that they have the emes. You know, it's remarkable. There are two Yomim Tovim of Pirsumei Nisa that the Chachamim created. And what's really exciting about it is that the same thing is on Purim. Listen to this. Mordechai comes to Esther. And Mordechai comes to Esther and he says to her, you have to go into Achashverosh. You must go into Achashverosh. So she says, it's not Shaykh. Why is it not Shaykh? If a person goes, then you're finished. Achaz dosay lohanis. So he tells her no. It goes into her kishkes, and then she tells him an amazing thing. And I thought that it's something that you really have to think about and ponder upon. She says, Lech knois es kol ha-yehudim. Betsumo alai va'al toichlu va'al tishtu shloishes yomim laila v'yoyim. V'gamani v'na'aroisai otzum kein uv'chein ovoi el ha-melech asher loich hados. I want to understand something. What was her problem of going into Achashverosh? Achashverosh is Yenasot Chavlama, and he has his favorite of the day or of the hour. And she is lost favorite to begin with. Chazal tell us Esther Yirak Raka Saisa, El Chud Shel Chesed Nimshach Aleha. They know it, says the Vilna Gaon, because the Pasuk says, Batisa Chein V'Chesed. That's the Goyin's tight sheker hachein vehevel ayofi. He says chein is in the eyes of the beholder, but it's not real. Yofi is real, so it says sheker hachein. Chein is sheker. Yofi can't be sheker. It's the objective beauty. Some people are objectively beautiful. Everyone's masculine. You don't need chein, but it's hevel. Those are the Goyin on the post of sheker hachein vehevel ayofi. He says, how did Chazal know that she had a greenish complexion? Meicha teisa. Because it says vati esten leisis chein ve'enikon. It wasn't just her yofi. The yofi came from her chayim. So she loses chayim. She doesn't have that chayim. She's just a plain woman. And a plain woman for a guy like Achashverosh, she's totally not interested in her. Is Achas Dasa Wahamis? What are you coming in? So then she tells him the following. You're going to fast. Chloises, call you to bring them all together. You're going to fast. And then she says, I will do the same. The Chibuk Eideis, how you touch the Pasuk, and whether I'm assuming that she did exactly the same thing. I'm on the tzad that she did exactly what she told them to do. That's the Pasuk Shad of the Pasuk. Do you know what a person looks like, even the best looking person, after 3 days of fasting? You look like a proverbial shmata. Not like, you look like some shmata. And what is she going in for? To a melech that the whole problem to begin with was that Meichatay said that he'll find her attractive to Bechlal. So she becomes totally unattractive. And the chain over a melech ha-shaloich ha-dos. You know what that takes? That takes a conviction, a confidence. As Mordechai the Gezot, do this the shaliach, and the Yeshua is going to come from you, and the Muzgein. So she says, "Hey, bazei stuch alz to the Bnei Shalom. The Bnei Shalom, anything is possible." This is exactly what happened with the Chashmonaim. It doesn't make any sense. Nobody will convince me. You know that people like to say that. You know, the Seleucids were mercenaries. They weren't. They were Syrians. They weren't. They have to fight. They get paid to fight. These people, they were fighting for their lives. They were fighting for their country. So of course, Rabbi Biad Miatin, it's a double portion. There's nothing miraculous about it. But we even know different. We know that every single time, it's a miracle. We know every single, we learned the Rambam, and the Rambam says, a very Mary the Gazach, you look at the Lashon HaRambam carefully. The Rambam says, that the Ribbono Shlom lochotzim lachatz gadol at Yoshiyam Hashem v'itzilam, and then he says v'gavur v'chashmanayim v'itzilam. What does it mean? Yoshiyam Hashem v'itzilam, v'gavur v'chashmanayim v'itzilam. Make up your mind. And the Terence is what the Rambam saying. The Chashmanayim Lamaisa did it, but you know why they did it? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. But the Iker is that to come with that kind of confidence and that kind of conviction is a Chnayr V'ayim, it's Mamish Nayr V'ayim. I have a couple more minutes. I wanted to share one more idea with you. And I think it's a very important insight. There's an incredible Chazal. Chazal is the beginning of Medrash Rabbah. Oh, I think I have to make another bracha. A Medrash at the beginning of the Dvarim Rabbah, Eila Dvarim Asher Dibur Moshe Al Kol Yisrael. The Medrash tells us, Toiva Toichachas Megula Me'ava Mesuteres, that when you give criticism out of love, it's much better than making believe that you're giving love and you really want to stick a knife into somebody's back. The Gemara says, the Chazitz Medrash says, that the Ribbono Shalom is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to give them Musar. And Ribbono Shalom also was maneuvering and outmaneuvering Bilam HaRasha. And they're comparing the two of them. That Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Teichacha, but he really loves Klal Yisrael tremendously. And Bilam, who's talking beautiful things, Matoyu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenesecha Yisrael, but we know what he really wanted to do. Right? And the Pasuk says later, in Dvarim, what was Bilam? Bilam was Mipsar Aram Narayim Lekal Alecha. He wanted to curse you. But what did the Ribbono Shalom do? Because Baruch Hu turned the klala into a bracha. So let me ask you a question. If somebody would ask, I ask Yeshiva Bacher in the sixth grade, imagine for me, write out for me, what was the klala that Bilam was supposed to give Bnei Yisrael, if you know what the Ribbono Shalom did, that he turned it upside down. In other words, if I'm giving you the pasuk, it's a good question for a sixth grade. And if I give you the pasuk, Matayvo Elocha Yaakov, Mishkenei Secha Yisrael, tell me what was the intention of Bilam to begin with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned upside down? I think everybody would answer beautifully, very wonderful class. Kulam Alun, Kulam Brurin. All Tamidei Chachomim, they would say that Bilam said that the Ohel Yaakov and the Mishkenei Yisrael should be cursed. How ugly they are, how terrible they are. That's the opposite of Matayvo. That's by Yafuk Hashem, and Hashem turned it around and he made it. But that's not what Chazal say. Chazal say something incredible. Chazal say that Bilam's original intention was to tell Bnei Yisrael, Matoivu Oyhalecha Mayav Mishkenaisecha Amay. Tell it to Chazal. It's a Chazal that's kedai to repeat over and over. You know, it's a remarkable thing. Chazal tell us in Masechta Sanhedrin that of all of the brachas that Bilam gave, they all fell apart except for one. Which one? Atoyu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenesecha Yisrael. So the question is, what happened to Vayochel Am Lizlais Bivnais Vayot? What happened? What happened to Vayochel Am Lizlais Bivnais Vayot? So where did Matoyu Alecha last? The Teretz is, you can make a mistake and you can fall prey to your Titus. But the minute it becomes Ashkaf HaSailam, then you're finished. And that's a Mayridika lesson from the whole Chanukah. A person has to take away that lesson. The world today is no different than in the time of the Chashmonaim. Never mind how many Bnei Torah we are. But the world is now fighting the struggle. It's the same struggle as the Chashmonaim. It's the same Rabin Biad Miatin, it's the same Zayde Biad Eskei Sarasecha. And the world is going in a very, very precipitous fashion down the drain. And the hashkafas of the world today, compared to the way it was even in the time of the Yavanim were tzaddikim gemurim compared to what's going on today. The hashkafas of today is to be oikim and hasherish, all manners of emuna, all manners of hashkafa, nothing matters, nothing has any specific value. There's nothing that has claim to value, bizman hazeh. That's the whole postmodern hashkafas olam. That nothing, no one can say, I have the emes. No one. In that kind of a world, we're right back to Zaydin Biadiske, Saracharat Biad Matthew, Tmeyim Biad Tahirim, for sure. The person has to know that Bilam's original intention was, Matoivu Elocha Moyev should be our Ashkafa. He wanted to co-opt us, to make us believe that this Treifkeit, this Avodah Zarah, this Znus, is a value. And what happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mahapach, he said, Matoivu Elocha Yaakov Mishkaseach Yisrael. Should be Zoycha Taka to have a Gvaldika Ha'ora, as the Reish Karl said, the learning Ba'amkos, to understand Yiddishkeit Ba'amkos, to appreciate what the Karl is doing, to appreciate what we have from people who are Maisa Nefesh to learn. And it's always in the Siras Nefesh. No matter how well you live, no matter where you get paid, it's always in the Siras Nefesh. And that in Siras Nefesh is saving Klal Yisrael in all the corners where we have the Nei Torah. And if it wouldn't be for them, we wouldn't have anything left. But it's Hashem Yisbarach, we should be Zoycha to understand that. The Kol should keep steiging, the community should be Matzliach. And it's Hashem Yisbarach, we should be Zoycha to the Geula Shleima b'Mehega v'Yomeinu. Amen.